Now will you notice, and the serpent that was set over the reapers answered and said, why, it's the Moabitish damsel that came back with Naomi out of the country of Moab. Now, you may ask the question, why hadn't he met her before? Well, the reason that he hadn't met her before is, I think he was away on one of those innumerable wars that took place during the times of the judges. He is a mighty man of war. He's a mighty man of wealth. He's a mighty man of the law. And so he is, I think, the most prominent man in Bethlehem at this time. And actually, he was the most acceptable bachelor there. But he's now fallen in love, friends. And now will you notice it? Now this is the servant, apparently the straw boss that he had. And that's pretty good to call him a straw boss, because they're reaping grain and there's a lot of straw there. So this straw boss, he says to this man, because I think he felt like that maybe that Boaz would not approve of him letting her come in and glean. And so he makes it very clear. He says, and she said, I pray you, let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves. So she came and hath continued even from the morning until now that she tarried a little in the house. Then said Boaz unto Ruth, hearest thou not my daughter? Notice this now. He says, go not to glean in another field, neither go from hence, but abide here fast by my maidens. Now notice what this man Boaz does. Imagine him, owner of a field, and I'm not sure that they wanted the field filled with poor people getting all the grain that was left, because if they didn't, they could come back and get it. But he says now, he says to her, I want you to glean in this field and don't you go anywhere else to glean. Now, is he interested or is he interested? Will you notice? Then let thine eyes be on the field that they do reap and go thou after them. Have not I charged the young man that they shall not touch thee? And when thou art athirst, go unto the vessels and drink of that which the young man have drawn. Now, Boaz puts his mantle of protection about her. And he says, you'll be fully protected in this field. You and I today cannot realize the insults that she is a Moabitish woman received in that day. She's an outcast. She's outside. And she comes in now, and they insult her. And Boaz puts his mantle of protection around her, says, you come in this field, you'll be protected. No one will touch you. She would have been insulted, and in many different ways.